continue to address wacky thoughts in Lesson 5. These thoughts are organized around the idea of bad luck thoughts. These are the something bad is likely to happen thoughts. Underneath these wacky thoughts is a negative bias, and as with all these troubling thoughts, they can seem very persuasive. However, with anxiety, they reach a critical mass and cause great distress.
The first wacky thought we have named the mind reader. Guessing what someone else is thinking is in itself not necessarily harmful, and in fact, sometimes pretty useful. But what happens with anxiety and depression is that a negative bias is used to filter that mind reading.
Imagine a child struggling with social anxiety, hanging out with some friends that she feels pretty comfortable with. She has to step into another room for a minute, but hears her two friends talking in what she thinks is a hushed voice. She overhears the word party, weekend, and her name as they talk. With the negative bias, she might draw the conclusion that her friends are whispering about her because they don't want her to know about a party. She might think, they are whispering because they don't want me to come. They don't really like me. They only hang out with me because they feel sorry for me. Not only is there a negative bias, but there is an assumed certainty. Even the way she frames the sentence in her head conveys a sure thing.
With that negative bias, a very likely next step for this young girl is to think there's going to be this fun party and she won't be invited. She might think, I won't get invited to the party. Other people will have friends at the party. They're going to reject me as soon as they can, and so on. She imagines herself in the future left out and everyone else having fun and maybe even laughing at her.
We call that style of thinking being a prophet. This is the wacky thought of imagining the future with a negative bias. In fact, this is often called catastrophizing in the literature. If you imagine a vivid catastrophe that might happen in some detail, your nervous system will think it's real and begin to feel and act as if it's happening. There's no end to all the terrible futures you can imagine.
The third wacky thought we call dark shades. This is the tendency to exclude or minimize the good and pay attention to the bad stuff. The negative events are given incredible weight and certainty, but positive things are held tentatively or even forgotten. If your child is filtering for danger or potential danger, he or she will find that danger wherever it is and exclude other information. They won't even notice the signs that suggest there's no danger. So it seems subjectively that there is enormous evidence for the fear, but it is entirely based on this negative bias.
One powerful way to dispute all three of these negative biases is to really look at the evidence as objectively as possible. This will take some practice for your kid to do, but it's really important for them to learn it. We call this talk back, Find the Facts. Rather than jumping to conclusions about what someone else is thinking, about the future, or ignoring the positive, we teach your child to stop and really examine all the information, or to go gather some more evidence. In one study, worrisome thoughts were wrong 92% of the time, so it's really important to look objectively at all the information. We include additional ways of disputing these negative thoughts in the workbook as well.